Along the shore of Lake Erie in northwest Pennsylvania, a plant takes coal and turns it into a key ingredient for steel manufacturing. But the coke facility has a long history of air quality violations, and state regulators have denied its permit to operate. The company appealed. Now, as PA Post's Ed Mahan reports for State Impact Pennsylvania, a small group of activists is working to make sure the plant either complies with environmental regulations or is shut down for good.
Watch it, there's a railroad. Another one here.
Some of the wildflowers in this overgrown field reach Mike Campbell's head. We're walking through it to get a look at the coke plant. This operation holds special interest for Campbell, a college biology professor and activist.
During the fall and winter and early spring, you get a pretty good view of this part of the plant.
He can see a red smokestack and an area where workers bring coal.
We're getting a whiff of air pollution right now that I'll probably end up sending in a complaint. It smells like a mix of rotten eggs and fresh tar.
Campbell and other members of a group called Hold Erie Coke Accountable launched a public campaign to increase pressure on the plant and regulators over pollution problems. In July, the State Department of Environmental Protection moved to shut it down. But the fight isn't over. On a recent weekday morning, big trucks headed into and out of the plant as birds flew overhead. Trucks like this, as well as trains, bring in coal so it can be blended together and put in coke ovens.
Coke ovens are a really a tenuous kind of monster. You know, it's huge, it's hot.
That's Ed Nesselbeck, Environmental Director for Erie Coke.
We keep it at temperatures of about 2,000 degrees. We just use the heat to drive off the impurities that are found in the coal.
But that whole process results in emissions, including benzene. Exposure to benzene increases the risk of developing leukemia and other blood cell cancers. And state regulators say Erie Coke is allowing too many pollutants to enter the air. In May, the department said the plant had nearly 80 unresolved air violations over 2 years. That includes what the DEP calls visible emissions. The smoke was too thick.
We will take strong action around that.
DEP Secretary Patrick McDonald says the agency's decisions are about the law and science. But people can help it investigate problems by making complaints.
We're not going to be out there anywhere 24/7. So having people within communities aware and communicating with the department is absolutely essential.
Which brings us back to Mike Campbell and Hold Erie Coke Accountable. Campbell lives about a 10-15 minute drive from the Erie Coke plant. He often heads down to the waterfront near the plant for bird watching.
It's a biologically diverse site because of the lake and the peninsula being right over there.
Back in 2017, Campbell and others marched as part of a climate change rally.
It's a joke. Erie Coke. It's a joke. Erie Coke. It's a joke.
In a video posted to YouTube, dozens are taking part in a protest at a boat launch near Erie Coke. He's also concerned about the Trump administration's rollbacks of environmental regulations.
Me personally, you know, I felt like I can't control what's happening in Washington, but I can definitely get involved in my own community.
The DEP created a stakeholders group in late 2017 as part of a permit renewal process for Erie Coke. Campbell joined. So did Sister Pat Lupo, a Benedictine nun.
There weren't a whole lot of people from that neighborhood, and I think...
After a few meetings, Lupo and others decided something different was needed.
That if we were going to really try to put any kind of pressure on DEP or Erie Coke, that we needed to have a group that was separate.
So Lupo and Campbell became leaders of Hold Erie Coke Accountable in August of 2018. Group members created a website and Facebook page. They raised about $15,000. They paid to create a video about the plant.
This particular area is actually a wonderful place for wildlife. If the environment was cleaner, it could be even better.
They worked with others, including Gary Horton, president of the Erie NAACP.
They don't let the issue go. It's not lost. It's not kicked under the rug.
A city council member said the group was influential. She introduced a resolution urging DEP to keep an eye on the plant. Campbell and others showed up to community meetings and hosted their own.
We clearly communicated to people what the procedure was for filing complaints right. with DEP when they observed or smelled something.
Now the plant's fate is uncertain. Erie Coke has disputed some of DEP's evidence, saying, for instance, that the department hasn't proven it is the source of smells that show up in complaints. But the plant says it has been working to make changes. Meanwhile, Hold Erie Coke Accountable says it is trying to gain more public support from leaders in the medical and business community. Sister Pat Lupo vows her group won't ease up on pressuring plant operators.
You know, even though at times it seems like, you know, right now we're kind of in a waiting period, we're not in a waiting period. We intend to, still keep in ties with the people on our email list, to still continue to educate where we can, and to still continue to move forward.
Back at the boat launch, the view includes Presque Isle State Park on Lake Erie. As your eye scans to the left, the red smokestack of Erie Coke looms. A judge recently ruled that the plant can stay open and keep on employing about 140 people until at least February if it meets certain conditions. DEP is contesting it. In the meantime, Campbell, Lupo, and their group will be watching for dark clouds or odd smells from the plant. Ed Mahan, State Impact Pennsylvania, Erie.